And some of you, you know, in those long fantasy football leagues, okay, and I'm talking, you know, because there's, what, 18 weeks in the NFL regular season, and some of you are in those long fantasy football playoff seasons where, you know, the Super Bowl ends at week 18. So your first round may start at 16. Your second round may start week 17. Then your Super Bowl may start week 18. Or your first round playoffs may be week 15. Hell, you may have four rounds. I don't know. Where's week 15, round one, week 16, round two, week 17, round three, and week 18 be the Super Bowl. So either way, however your league is set up, whether it's week 16 through week 18 or week 15 through 18, you got to be careful here, because I made this mistake. I believe it was season two or season three of the CFFL. And I had a 20-team league. I had 20, including me, I had 20 owners in my league. So it was already a big league. It wasn't a whole lot of talent left on waivers each and every week. But what I also did that I didn't like, that I tell myself I'll probably never do again, is make my season long. Meaning, I think this was back then, NFL only had, I think they still had 16 games only. I think it was 16 games they had at the time. But what I ended up doing, I made the regular season and the playoffs, I made it long. So my playoffs ended when the regular season ended in the NFL in real life. So that was the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl in my fantasy league during season two, season three, was the last NFL regular season game in real life. And what ended up happening was a lot of people in my league, including me, was having a hard time trying to put together our rosters. Because you know how that time goes, you know, when, you know, and back then it was two teams went on a bye in real life football in NFL. So that means that, you know, coaches going to be resting players. Teams not going to be playing their, you know, coaches not going to be playing their starters, you know, and then that hurted our league. You know, luckily, you know, we were still able to work around it and find little things here off the waivers and stuff like that. But it was difficult, because when you get close to the regular season in real life football and you're playing fantasy football, you better be careful. Okay, because by, you know, I get it. Each team get a bye week. But when coaches realize that their team is locked in and set, they don't want to have their best players out there the last two weeks of the season, last week of the season. They want players to be resting. They want their starters to be resting. And it may work and be a good thing in real life football, but in fantasy football, it's a goddamn moment. Like, oh, you know what moment. What I'm going to do, because when you got starters like a Patrick Mahomes or whoever you got, you know what I mean, that's balling. It could be anybody, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and you find out they on a bye? You got to figure out your whole entire roster. Because even though your roster, you know, that you had the whole entire season got you where, you know, where you at now, whether that's the one seed, two, three, four, five, six, seven seed, you had to worry about, damn, they not going to be playing. Well, the team playing, but he not going to be playing because he's resting. Or most of the stars not going to be playing that team because they're resting. So here's what I want to let you know. And like I said, don't freak out. Don't panic right now. Don't let me scare you. But just be on the lookout for these type of things that I'm about to tell you. So if you're in one of those leagues right now where your Super Bowl ends week 18 or your playoffs may start week 15 or week 16, I got some tips for you that'll help you out. Okay. Be on the lookout for players resting, like I just said. Be on the lookout for teams resting starters. Be on the lookout for players that maybe could just be playing maybe a quarter or two, but not the whole game. You know, read the reports, you know, follow, you know, your sports platform so you can know these things. That way you can know who to start, who not, you know, who not to start. And like I say, don't rely heavily on your best players. Okay. Do not rely heavily on your best players. So again, if you're in one of those long leagues, that, you know, for fantasy football playoffs, keep your eye again, like I say, on players that's resting. All right. Teams that will be resting their starters, and players that more than likely could be just playing a quarter or two. All right. Here's what you need to do. Take advantage of the waiver wire. It's important. It's mandatory that you make the waiver wire your best friend if you're in those long leagues. If you're, like I said, if your fantasy football playoffs don't start till week 15 or week 16 and your Super Bowl is in week 18, make the waiver wire your best friend, because half of them players that you think going to help you win the Super Bowl could possibly not be playing at all, could be playing maybe just a quarter or two, or, you know what I mean? And you're out of luck, okay? You're going to be out of luck, and you're going to lose your fantasy Super Bowl or your fantasy playoff matchup, whether that's round one, round two, because players just ain't playing, you know? Now, this hasn't been the case. Now that the schedule makers in the NFL are making it where, like, division rival games are almost like to the end of the season, it hasn't been a whole lot of that happening. But it's possible that, you know, it can happen. Like I said, when we done it in season two, season three, like, you know, I made, because I had 20 owners in my league. I had the playoffs literally playoffs will start week, 13? We were 13, 14, 15. No, 13. 13. No, 14, I'm sorry. So we would do, hold on, we would do 10 or 12 regular season games. 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, so we would do 13 regular season games. And, you know, back then, season two, season three, we would do 13 regular season games. And round one of the playoffs would start week 14. Round two would start week 15. Round three would start week 16. Like I said, keep in mind, this was around the same time when the NFL had only, I want to say, 16, 17 games. Now they have 18 games, I believe. No, 17 games. Every team has 17 games now, you know, but back then, when I'm talking, they only had 16 games. So, like I said, I would make it where, you know, the Super Bowl would really be the, like, literally be the last week of the NFL regular season in real life. And like I said, that didn't work out. I didn't like it. Come to find out, you know, owners in my league didn't like it because we couldn't find a way to put in our starters, because we didn't know whether Andy Reid was going to bench Patrick Mahomes or who. Just like, we just didn't know who was going to be benched, who was going to be resting. So pay attention to the playoff format in the NFL in real life. Watch out for teams that's on, you know, that's going to be getting those byes. Because right now there's one team from the NFC, one team from the AFC that gets the byes. So just watch out for that. Like I said, read the reports on who's going to be resting possibly. Because coaches will do it. It's not happened a whole lot. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they was doing that in football. You know, when it comes to the playoffs, teams will be resting their starters and stuff. But now, being that the NFL has made these schedules where, like, division, you know, games is literally down to, like, the bottom of the season, the last 4-3 games of the season, more than likely teams are not resting their players now as they were 5, 6, 7 years ago. Okay? And also, you got to keep in mind, like I just said, each team from the conference only got, you know, one team from each conference only got a bye now. So one team from the AFC, one team from the NFC got a bye. So that's another thing that, you know, keep in mind as well. So just make the waiver wire your best friend. Read reports. Just be careful. Like I said, it may not happen this season, but it's something to be on the lookout for if you're in those long fantasy football playoff leagues. Be careful for the players and coaches that's going to be announcing who's resting, who's not playing, who will play, all that important stuff, because it's mandatory at the end of the day, especially when it comes to playoffs, regardless, when it comes to fantasy football playoffs, make the waiver wire your best friend, all right? Do not let the waiver wire down when it comes down to the fantasy football playoff stretch, okay? Thursday night football, Seahawks, Cowboys. Hit me up on social media. Let me know who you think about starting, who you think about benching. I got Tyler Lockett in there tomorrow. I'm praying that he doesn't let me down like how he did this past Thanksgiving, only get me 6 points against the Niners, okay? So I need Tyler Lockett to come through for me big tomorrow against the Cowboys, because like I said, I'm in a must-win situation. If I lose, I'm eliminated from playoff contention. But hit me up on social media. Let me know what you need help with as far as your lineups. I got you, like I say, starting, benching. I'm not expecting a whole lot of points in this game against, you know, Cowboys, Seahawks. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't know, maybe 20-something, 17, or 23, 20, something like that. I don't know. I don't expect a whole lot of points in this one. But hit me up on social media if you need any help with your starters and your benches, okay? Social media, all right? Okay, again, follow me on X at underscore Clarence Jones, okay? Formerly known as Twitter. Instagram underscore Clarence Jones. My Facebook page, Clarence Jones. Facebook group page, Clarence Fantasy Sports League. Type that in and join my league. You want to see what's going on with the league, record-wise, all the stats and awards? Visit cjsportsmedia.com/CFFL. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. I appreciate your support. Have a great one. God bless. Be safe. Peace.